今仔早起经文是记载伫以伯来书第十一章廿四节到廿六节。
Our scripture reading for this morning is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 24 to 26.
请咱起立，三读先上帝话语。摩西因着信，大汉了就唔肯成为法老儿女的惊，伊宁愿甲上帝百姓同受苦害，也无愿意暂时享受最终的快乐。伊看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更加宝贵，因伊想望所要得的成事。
Can we read together in English in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24? By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the pleasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Can we please be seated?
Peace, brothers and sisters.
小弟真欢喜，今次卖我当教练，即做来三个分享关于上帝话句。
I'm very happy to be here once again to share God's word with you.
现在让我记得顶过去咱所讲的关于希伯来书第十一章。
Do you still remember what we talked about in Hebrews chapter 11 the last time?
第三日看到希伯来书第十一章记了真侪人的名。
Hebrews chapter 11 mentions several names.
在每一位每一个人拢对无相款的背景出来。
And each of these persons have come from different backgrounds.
有的人是富有，有的是甲双向。
Some were poor and some were rich.
有的是上学问的，有的是也不也钱的。
Some of them were educated and some uneducated.
有的是男的，有的是女的。
Some of them were male and some were female.
有的是也不年轻，有的是也年长的。
Some of them were young and some of them were old.
但是无论是对什么背景出来，因每一位。
But no matter what background they were all mentioned in Hebrews chapter
11.
And they were called the heroes of faith. Last month, we talked about Abraham. We say that Abraham's faith was great. In fact, the Bible calls him the father of faith. Today, we're going to talk about another person, and his faith is also great. And this person is Moses. Moses was a legislator. He copied the Ten Commandments of God. In fact, he wrote the first five books of the Bible. He was a very important person. Very few of them has been able to talk to God face to face. Only Moses saw the personal handwriting of God. Only Moses saw the back of God. Is he a great man? He was a very important man. He was a great man. We know that Moses lived to be 120 years. And his life can be divided into three parts. And every part is about 40 years. The first 40 years of his life, he was a prince living in a palace. The second 40 years of his life, he was a shepherd in the wilderness. And the last 40 years of his life, he was a leader leading God's people. I believe that we all know the story of Moses.
The prince of Egypt.
Have you seen the movie that was shown a few years back, The Prince of Egypt? This was an animation movie about the story of Moses.
If you're
a bit mature,
ding unsay ekilit kong ti audio niya hi king direkto upuan si sut niya hi the Ten Commandments.
Do you still remember a theater in Recto called Odeon Theater that showed the Ten Commandments?
Charlton Heston puan.
It was starring Charlton Heston.
Ipuan si niya.
It was shown for a year. That movie house only showed the Ten Commandments for a year. I did not go through that. It was only told by my father. So if you know this, then you're probably the same age as my dad. So this is Moses' life. Now, the story of Exodus, if you carefully look at the story of Moses, you will discover one thing. Exodus was a recording of God's miracle. It is not about Moses. The story of Exodus is about God's story.
It's
about God revealing His power and how He was able to bring His people out of slavery, out of Egypt. So the Exodus is not about Moses. It is about this great God that we have. And so because of that, why is Moses included as one of the heroes of faith? Why? So today we're going to talk about Moses. We're going to look into why he was mentioned as one of the heroes of faith. Before we open God's word, let us pray.
Amen.
Moses is considered one of the heroes of faith because of the life choices that he made. Not only that, the circumstances surrounding his making his choices were difficult. You know, we all have to make our own life choices. And in making our life choices, it brings with them its own consequences. Let me give you an example. In 1920,
Boston Red Sox.
There was an American baseball team called Boston Red Sox. They sold one of the contract of their players to New York Yankees. And they never thought that this player would one day would become one of the most successful, most famous baseball players. Do you know who this player is?
Babe Ruth. Very good.
Babe Ruth. Wrong choice. In 1938,
Joe Shuster, Jerry Siegel, 做了这个卡通的人物。
In 1938, Joe Shuster and Jerry Siegel sold the right for a comic book character.
伊将这个卡通的人物卖出去，卖了$130那点。
And they sold the character for only $130.
这个卡通的人物今仔日因想无到达的百几桶的美金。
And this character is worth more than $100 million today.
你知影这个卡通的人物是啥啊？不
？Do you know who this character is?
Huh? Superman. Close.
Superman.
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 唔对的决定。
Wrong choice.
这个。1955年。
Sam
Phillips 伊卖了这个歌星完的 contract。
Sam Phillips sold the contract of a singer.
He bought it for RCA Records.
He sold it to RCA Records.
He 想不到这个少年的这个歌唱王之日，要真多美国国音乐历史最的成功的人。
And he never thought that this young singer would become one of the most successful singers of all time.
He 真多近万代出名，甚至人称呼伊真多。The King of Rock and Roll.
He was so famous that people call him the King of Rock and Roll.
你知影伊上海了？
You know this person?
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
唔对的决定。
Wrong choice.
接着咱们所读的经文，你再跟人讲。
The passage that we read a while ago.
摩西所做的决定影响了今仔日的世界。
Tells us that the choices Moses made affected history. The choices he made was not easy. Because the circumstances surrounding his making these choices were difficult. Brothers and sisters, if I were to ask you, is it easy or difficult to make choices? To make the choice is actually easy. If not this, then that. But what makes it difficult is the choices. For example, do you want money or do you want fame? If you want fame, and you are the most famous person in the world, everybody loves you, everybody wants to
want you.
Everybody wants to be your friend. Everybody knows you. But you're broke. You have nothing, no house, no car, nothing. Or you want to be the richest man in the world. But you don't have a single friend. Everybody hates you. They scold you at your back. They want to kill you. So let me ask you, do you want to be rich or do you want to be famous?
你在上款模式第一个生命以来到做做这款的决定。
Similarly, Moses had to make this choice in his life.
伊真愿意放弃了埃及所要所予伊的物质。
But he was willing to give up the luxuries Egypt was offering him.
为着要到一群奴仆的人。
In order to follow a group of slaves.
干那子啊？为什么伊要安尼创
？Why would he do such a thing？
写了圣经的希伯来书的作者，伫只予咱个原因。
The author of Hebrews 11 tells us the reason. Because Moses obeyed God by faith. So today we're going to talk about the faith of Moses. And there are three lessons that we can learn. First,
Moses决定要来顺从上帝，就算有苦难。
Moses chose to obey God by faith in spite of suffering.
圣经第24章第十一节讲，摩西因着信，大汉的时阵就无算受惩罚掳离女的行李。
In verse 24, it says, "By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter."
咱拢知影摩西三月日的时阵。
We know that at 3 months old, Moses. Was placed in a basket by his parents and allowed to float on the Nile River. And that day, the Pharaoh's daughter was about to bathe on the Nile River. And she saw the basket. And so she asked her servants to get it. And saw a beautiful baby inside. And the Pharaoh's daughter adopted Moses as her own. Moses was the son of the Egyptian princess. He grew up in an Egyptian palace. He was an Egyptian prince. He could get whatever he wants. Think about this. If you're the Pharaoh's daughter, you adopted Moses, and you raised him for 40 years, and you gave him the best that Egypt can offer, the best food, the best clothes, the best education, the best to your son. Then why would you turn your back today and follow a group of slaves? The Pharaoh's daughter must have felt brokenhearted. She would have told Moses, I raised you for 40 years. I loved you like my own son. Whatever you want, I gave you. Why would you repay me like this? You are ungrateful. Wouldn't we also respond this way? Think about this. If you're Pharaoh, the grandson that you adopted betrayed you and destroyed the name of your daughter, how would you respond? You would be so angry. Pharaoh must have told Moses, you are supposed to die as an Israelite. And you have this life now is because of my mercy. Whatever you have is mine. Whatever you are wearing is mine. You are ungrateful. Allow me to say this word, but you are a barbaric. You are barbaric.
Huan to si huan.
A barbarian is a barbarian. You are ungrateful. I believe that when Moses decided to follow God, he was also brokenhearted. Because in order to follow God, he would have to make his family hate him or get angry at him. Not only that, he is also brokenhearted. Because the decision he had to make was difficult. Because to follow God, because he would have to be wrongly accused by the people he loved. And these people would say bad things against him. Not only that, the people behind him would be laughing at him. Think about this. Moses grew up in a palace for 40 years. He was a prince. He was a person with position.
And
access that Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians. He was a man of power in words and deeds. When Moses decided to follow God, what were the people in the palace thinking? From Pharaoh to the lowest servant in the palace, what would they have been thinking? Moses was 40 years old. And still single. I believe the parents would be pushing their daughters to meet him. And who wouldn't want their daughter to marry a prince? Moses was a prince. I'm sure that the people want to please him. They want to be his friend. They want to please him. But when Moses decided to follow God and follow a group of slaves, what would the people be thinking? The people would be laughing at him. Why would Moses be this stupid? You know, these things also happen in the Philippines. We have a senator. Who ran away with her younger driver. A senator who ran away with her driver. Although we may not have said anything, but in our minds we're thinking, why would this senator be this stupid? You know, our politics are really... Politicians are really...
You get the message. Si talaga ani simsi. Choi to si tia tia ani teng mose kwating ibite choi chikun e lopo ko. Kue ai ki phong kyong le takho le choi takho le mai takho le ki hu i.
So when Moses decided that he wants to follow a group of slaves, the Egyptian people in the palace must be laughing at him.
Mose wei shemi guan yi xiu liao zai ko.
But why would Moses be willing to receive all these suffering? Why would he be willing to receive all these suffering and follow a group of slaves? Do you know why? Because he saw the eternal reward. And this is our second point.
Verse 25,
it says, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin. When Moses became the grandson of Pharaoh, he had a good life. But when he sided with the Israelites, the things that he was able to enjoy, money, position, fame, title, disappeared suddenly.
Brothers and
Brothers and sisters, money, fame, and position are not wrong. But when do they become wrong? The Bible mentions several characters with fame, with money, with position. Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, King David,
Solomon,
King Solomon. These people have money, they have position, they have power. To have all these things doesn't mean you are sinning. They become a sin when we don't want to follow God because of all these things. When you are being influenced by money, fame, and position rather than obeying God's word, then they become a sin. And so Moses refused to be influenced by the luxuries that Egypt has to offer. He was willing to side with the Israelite slaves. Why? In verse 26, Verse 26 says, Moses considered the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. The reproach of Christ is greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. What is the reproach of Christ? What does this phrase mean? The reproach of Christ is saying that it's similar to the things that Christ endured. Christ was betrayed. Christ was spat on. Christ was bitten. He was bitten. And ultimately crucified on the cross. These are the reproach of Christ. And Moses considered.
Moses considered.
Do you know what it means to consider? It means to carefully look. Carefully weighing your option. In the Chinese translation, it means to look. Carefully look.
Really? Okay. Where am I? Okay. 看什么？看你的选择是什么呀？
So carefully look at your options. On one hand, you have the things that this world offers.
钱财,
money,
名声,
fame,
长寿,
long life,
生意大赚钱,
good business.
大家人要提你,
everybody loves you.
大家人真听你,
everybody wants you.
大家人爱叫你出去,
everybody wants to go out with you.
这个拢真爽,
and these are very good things. We all love these things. But these are temporal things. On the other hand, because you want to obey God's word, you have to go through suffering. And it's true. And believe me,
it's true.
To obey God's word is not easy. But it has an eternal reward. It has an eternal reward. What does having an eternal reward mean? Moses was willing to give up the luxuries of Egypt in order to get that eternal reward. And is this eternal reward means the 40 years that he was in the wilderness?
唔是自己唔是嘅享受。
This is not the reward.
因为在系在希伯人是真老嘅人咧，多呢个人咧拖牛咧。
Because the Hebrews were a bunch of difficult people to lead.
真够老，真够喵。
They like to complain.
你是喵啊！摩系摩西本身犯罪。
And they complain to the point that Moses sinned.
因为摩西犯罪，上帝无允准伊进入了迦南地。
And because of his sin, he was not allowed to enter the promised land.
所以摩西是咧看什么享受啊
？So what is this eternal reward that Moses was looking?
伊是看到看什么物件，为什么伊拣这个艰苦的
？Why would he choose this difficult one?
你看到的这个享受是记载在第二十六章。
And this reward is mentioned in verse 26.
第二十六章，伊讲，伊所仰望所要得到的受苦是却欠无，骨骼碎的家乡，就是伫天国。
The reward that he was looking for was the better country, that is a heavenly one.
伊个受苦摩西所咧欠无的，就是天国。
The thing that he was looking forward to is heaven.
你在跟那天顶能称呼伊叫做这个乐园呢
？Do you know why we call heaven paradise？
跟那天顶是这个乐园。
Why is it called paradise？
因为天顶有上帝的同在。
Because paradise is where the presence of God is。
兄弟姊妹，只有伫上帝的同在，咱才经历到真正的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, only in the presence of God can we experience real joy.
在上帝同在，咱才有法通经历到真正的平安。
Only in the presence of God can we experience real peace.
你在摩西唔捌踏到迦南地。
Moses never set foot on the promised land.
伊无看到以色列是甚物款。
He never saw what Israel looked like.
当伊叫伊利亚出现伫该变相的山顶的时阵
，When he and Elijah appeared before the Mount of Transfiguration，
这个是伊头一摆踏到迦南地。
It was the very first time he set foot on the Promised Land。
我相信摩西也安尼款想。
I believe Moses was thinking this way。
诶，未歹哦，迦南地水呐吼，上帝就是这个巴拉哦。
This is not a bad place. So this is what.The promised land looked
like. 我了40年时间在旷野，就是要看这个啊。Okay,
so,
okay.
I wasted 40 years of my life and I missed this. Well, this is a nice place.
是呀。
This is a nice place.
但是我爱我去天顶呢。
But I want to go back to heaven now.
天顶有上帝同在，这个世界无法当交伊相比。
Heaven is a place where God's presence is. This world cannot compare to that.
这个就是摩西来看。
And this is what Moses was looking.
伊带着一个永恒的角度来看到这个永恒的享受。
He was looking at the eternal reward with an eternal perspective.
兄弟姊妹，摩西愿意受了痛苦，因为要得到永恒的享受。
Moses was willing to go through suffering in order to get an eternal reward.
第三点。
The third point.
因为摩西决定，伊要顺从上帝。
Moses chose to obey God by faith.
你若是咧想摩西戆戆，目睭缺戆戆咧跟上帝。
If you're thinking that Moses is blindly following God.
写出你咧想摩西无咧去想，就是戆戆地。
Maybe you are thinking that Moses is not carefully weighing things but blindly following God. Then you are wrong. Because the Bible tells us that he carefully looked. Understand this truth. On one hand, you have the things that this world offers. And the things that this world offers are good ones. And these are things that you personally like. And these are things that we hope for. But these things are temporal.These things are temporal. And we always say that when you die, you can't bring any of these things with you. This is true. When we die, we can't even bring the clothes that we're wearing. And you can't bring a single centavo with you. Brothers and sisters, what am I saying? Don't go after the things of the world. Don't go after the things of this world. Because although these things are nice and enticing, the Bible warns us that these things may lead to death. And although these things are what you like, but they don't have an eternal reward. It's temporal. So don't choose the short ones, the temporal things. But choose the one with an eternal perspective. Solomon said this. These things are empty. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Solomon was the richest man in the world. He wore the best clothes. Position, he was the king.
And
he was the wisest man in the world.
Women,
he has the most wives. What else does he need? But what did he say? All these are vanity. Don't be lured. First John chapter 2 verse 15, do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Maybe we are like Moses. Maybe we are on the crossroads of our life. And we have to make a choice. Don't make that choice haphazardly. Carefully weigh. Carefully weigh. Don't go after the temporal comforts of life. But choose the one with an eternal reward. Look at these things with an eternal perspective. And don't be afraid of suffering. It's true that it's difficult to make the right choice. It's easier to make the wrong choices. And it's harder to make the right choice. But don't be afraid of suffering or hardship.
Second
Corinthians 4:17, for momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. Brothers and sisters, what am I telling you today? In our life, we have to make a choice. But before you make that choice, slow down and carefully weigh. Don't be quick to make the short, easy decision or easy choice. But choose the one who is more difficult but with an eternal reward. But what's important is that you choose to make the right choice.
As
we end, allow me to tell you a story.
There
was a pastor by the name of J.C.
Ryle.
He was a pastor of a small church.
One
day he was so discouraged. Because he discovered that a small group of people in his church were professing to be Christians, but with their actions show that they are worldly.
And
so after a few times, he talked with these people.
And
he asked his people, Brothers, you say that you are Christians. But why does your action show that you are not Christians? Let me say it again. He asked the brothers, you are Christians. But why does your action show that you are not Christians? Do you know how the brothers responded to him? I am not a real Christian. Because I do not fully believe in the Bible. I am not a real Christian because I don't fully believe in the Bible. Brothers and sisters, do you understand what this answer
means?
Do you understand the ramification of this response? It means that because I don't fully believe that the Bible is God's word, because I don't fully believe that the Bible has no error and can be trusted, because I don't fully believe in the Bible, then I don't have to fully obey God. Because I don't fully believe in hell, then I don't need to repent. Because I don't fully believe in heaven. And therefore I don't need to live a holy life. Because I don't fully believe in Jesus Christ as God. Therefore I don't need to draw close to him. Because I don't believe that God is a holy God. I don't have to live a holy life. Brothers and sisters, they said because they don't believe in the Bible, because I don't believe that the Bible is true. Because the Bible is only written by men. Therefore, it must have error. And because of that, I don't want to believe in the Bible. And rather believe in the opinion of others. I would rather believe them than the Bible. Please listen. In the entire history of man, people have been saying that the Bible has error. But until today, no one has yet to prove where the Bible is wrong. They say that we cannot trust the Bible. But until today, they cannot prove to us where the contradictions are in the Bible. It's true that there are many things in the Bible we can't explain. It's true that there are many things in the Bible we can't understand. How can we understand?
Because
an infinite God creating all these miracles
will
make it difficult for a finite being to understand this. And that's why we call it miracles. Because we can't explain it and we can't understand it. Brothers and sisters, if today, if people were to ask you today, do you believe in the Bible? Do you fully believe in the Bible? How would you respond? What kind of response will you give? If you say that you believe the Bible is God's Word, and if you're saying that the Bible has no error and can be trusted, if you believe this fully, then you must choose to obey God. If you say with your mouth that you believe, it must connect with your actions. The things that you believe in, the things that you say you believe in, must connect with your actions. We all must make our choice. No matter if you're young or old, rich or poor, educated or not. When we walk this life, we must make that choice. But the most important thing is make that choice today. Don't wait until you're at the crossroad of your life to make that choice. Because if you wait for the time on the crossroad of your life, you are already too late. You are already too late. You won't be able to pass it. Why? Because the influences of this world are quite strong. The influences that this world offers us are quite strong. So if you don't make the decision today, and then if you wait for you to go to the crossroad of your life before making that decision, you would have made the wrong decision. Don't go after the temporal things. It's true that these things are nice to have. It's nice to have. If it's not, then who wants to sin? But don't go after the things of this world. Because the Bible tells us that these things lead to death. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. As we conclude, you might say, Brother Bonnie, what you're saying is true. But I am not Moses. And it's true, you're not Moses. But just like Moses, you must make a choice in your life. It's true that you're not Moses. But in order to obey God, You may have to give up your job.
因为上帝咧呼召你来侍奉。
Because God may be calling you to serve.
欠差你唔是摩西，对。
And it's true that you're not Moses.
但是你有完做最后嘅决定。
But you still have to make a choice.
欠差你唔是摩西。
You're not Moses.
但是因为要顺听上帝话语。
But in order to obey God,
你就放落了这个感情。
You may have to give up a relationship.
因为这个感情是无照圣经
Because this relationship is not according to the teachings of the Bible. It's true, you're not Moses, and I understand. But you still have to make a choice. You're not Moses. But in order to obey God, you have to change your business. Maybe you will have to lose some money. Pay the right taxes so that you are doing godly business. You're not Moses. But you still have to make that choice. It's true that you are not Moses. But in order to obey God,
you
may have to give up your friends, your nightlife, and the things that you're not supposed to watch.
虽然你不是摩西,
and although you are not Moses,
但是你有完就做那个决定。
You still have to make a choice.
然后每一个人,
each of us,
是给了这个人生的道路,
has to go through life,
拢就做这个决定,
and make a choice.
咱好好省心,
let us carefully
weigh, 检查一下先,
let us consider and carefully weigh.
但是这个重要。
But the most important thing is to make the right choice.
在要结束，我要求兄弟姊妹。
As we end, I would like to request from you.
我要求你拨出一个短短的时间。
I request that we give a short time.
在新的面前，您有什么物件应该做决定
？And make a decision in front of God.
您唔问蛋糕是伫街路口，你才要决定。
Don't wait until you are at the crossroad of your life before making that decision.
你会袂赴。
Because it will be too late.
现在就决定。
Make that choice now.
上帝咧对付咱每一个人。
God is speaking to us.
上帝爱咱伫伊面前，你有需要从什么决定，你安静来伫神的面前，你交伊讲话。
God wants you to be silent before Him and tell Him your choice. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for teaching us today through the life of Moses how we can make the right choice to obey you in spite of suffering. That we can obey you because it has an eternal reward and that we can choose to obey you by faith.Help us to believe in the promises of your word and help us to live out the teachings of the Bible. May we not only say with our mouths that we are Christians, but also show it through our actions. And by this, please you and bring glory to your name. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.